Jeremy, who says children are better off with a little Buddha discipline?
Somebody, the leader of the ATL, which is the Association of Teachers and Lecturers, which is Randy Teachers, says that, middle-class children are pampered little Buddhas. I don't get the reference, because you think of the Buddha as being a semi-clad, obese, you know, bipolar paperweight. Was the Buddha pampered? I thought he was quite ascetic. I thought he mooned around saying, oh, no more for me, thanks, I'm the Buddha. Being sort of quite, you know, modest and that. Well, we know that middle-class parents indulge their children because they all think their children are my children are so bright. Oh, they're very, very bright. That's why they're doing so badly at school, because they're so bright. The children don't understand their answers, you see. I think the reason they misbehave is they're bored in the class because they're so bright. But they're not being stretched properly. And Hermione's so bright, and that's why she misbehaves, I think. She's so much brighter than the other children. And that's why she sets fire to them, I think. Yeah, but middle-class children are very bad, because everyone concentrates on the children of the poor. Oh, those terrible chav children. Oh, it's awful. They're all gypsies and they're terrible. And they park their caravans in the classroom and it's with their illegal, violent dogs. And they're all footpads and highwaymen and it's terrible. And these days your child daren't go to a state school because they'll be instantly impregnated by some awful, awful, beastly costermonger's child. Oh, it's terrible. And, but actually, it turns out that the worst, most badly behaved, lazy and indulged children are the children of the middle class in school. And it's the industrious, hard-working children, barefoot children from those parts of the country where the old fish mines have closed, who are much maligned. They're the salt of the earth, and it's all the children with stupid made-up names like Hosepipe and Ottawa and so they put their children in private schools, the one who can afford it, put them in private schools, and where they make them wear preposterous uniforms. And you think, don't make them... That's a stone magnet, is that blazer? You've just turned your child by making them wear a vermilion trouser suit... You know, in a sort of Norman French falconer's gauntlet. You've made them into a pebble target.
Jeremy, you have to stop because I'm going to die.